This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Remember the summer of 2006?
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be.
That's Peter Bjorn and John with the 06 summer hit. Their new album, Breaking Point, is out next week. They stopped by The Takeaway and performed their latest single, Breaking Point.
In the European late October nights, stay inside with your doubts. In the quest of what is worthwhile, or your stride on the couch, hypnotized.
Breaking Point might describe just how the band has weathered massive technological changes in the music business, and they've come back again and again.
We started with getting all the songs right, like tempos, keys, and forms of the actual song on an acoustic guitar. And then we went in and produced them and splashed color on them and make them shine, sort of. And we worked more like, less like an album, and more like 12 singles is how we approached the recording. So that's why we brought in a lot of like outside producers to kind of polish the songs, to kind of make them all, you know, rise to the occasion.
An album doesn't really mean anything anymore. Anyway, it's just a playlist. It's just a playlist of all the same artists.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think this is a good album, maybe because we treated it more as a best of, but then the album becomes stronger, you know. I care about albums, but we're all different.
Well, it doesn't make sense in the way that people listen to music and the way they download individual songs as opposed to albums. They mean less and less, even though that's the big event. A new band has a new album.
It's Beyonce still a big event, and it's also a big event in the process of, I mean, you can, maybe if you see a painting by someone and you see only one, maybe he or her had like 25 as a serial sort of thing, meaning something great, you know, and it's definitely important in the process, I think, what you're aiming at.
Politics in America is not boring right now. No. And some people describe in America anything Scandinavian as kind of boring and you know, we have a joke on public radio, you know, because all the Norwegians that went to Minneapolis and, you know, they make these jokes about Swedish and Norwegians and all this sort of stuff. But, you know, at times like these, when the politics in America are so, shall we say, not boring, what do you think about just going to live in Sweden if things get a little dicey here?
I heard.
Would that be a good thing?
I met someone yesterday who asked, like, oh, let me ask you, what taxes do you have in Sweden?
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, we have 30% on that, and then you get more income, you get 20% extra. You know, it's going to become like Sweden, you know, that's the big
fear of
Bernie Sanders or something. So it was interesting, like, talking about that. And
so people wanted to go to Sweden to escape Bernie Sanders.
No, it's to escape him. But it's definitely a different mindset in Scandinavia compared to other places.
If the tensions between the U.S. and China, if a certain individual becomes president who's talked about like nukes and all this sort of stuff, can I just, you know, go to Sweden and get away from it all and be safe there?
There's a lot of space, a lot of forests.
Yeah, there is, right? Yeah. And nice Swedish people.
You're welcome.
Some of them.
Some of them?
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
No. I know one guy, he's not that.
Okay, just give me his address and I'm cool. Avoid that. I'm cool, I'm there. All right, thanks so much, guys. It's great talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Peter Bjorn and John performing Breaking Point. Their new album is out on June 10th.
October nights, stay inside with your doubts. In the quest of what is worthwhile, or your stride on the couch, hypnotized. It's a small step for humanity, a giant step for me. I've been waiting for your kick to set me free. Sudden Jesus, sudden Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Be running on empty, I leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do. Been hiding in the bosom of my dream. Now the clock sets the scene. We've been eagerly awaiting your entree. What to do? What to say? All the trivialities are out of focus in my mind. All I really wish is you'll be doing fine. Sudden Jesus, sudden Superman. Got it from whiskey like any loser can. Be running on empty, I'll leave it all in your hands. Now show me what to do. I'm listening to you. Thank you.